From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. High winds have begun to fan a wildfire in and around Montana's Glacier National Park. Firefighting crews reportedly are being pulled back because the fire has become unpredictable. It's the largest of nearly 20 fires burning in the West today. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Close to 1,000 firefighters attacking the so-called Moose Fire on the west side of Glacier Park made some progress this weekend. The weather was cooler and allowed some who'd been fighting the blaze to help homeowners clear away potentially flammable debris from their properties. By early today, the fire had burned a total of 48,000 acres, 8,000 in the enormous and picturesque park, which remains open to holiday vacationers. But then the wind started whipping flames this afternoon. According to one fire information officer at the scene, firefighters working to control the Moose Fire are losing control. Bill Paxton is with the Forest Service.
With the fire we're dealing with right now, we're dealing with what's known as almost a climax fire situation, where the combination of low humidity, heat, winds, the drought conditions, they're all there for the fire to make a major run today.
Paxton says these are the same volatile conditions present 2 months ago when four firefighters died in a fire in Washington state. Compounding the problem in Montana, Paxton says, is the more than 52-mile perimeter on the Moose Fire.
Well, it's a long way from around that line. It would take a person hiking days to get around the entire line of this, and you're talking about going up and down mountains. This is a large, large land area that you've got on fire. And it's creeping around. It's seeking its own ways through fuel and through places. And it's just really one that Mother Nature has brought on.
Firefighting helicopters reportedly have been grounded because of the high winds. A spokesman for the National Interagency Fire Center says ground crews are being pulled back, at least from the leading edge of the fire. The spokesman predicts it'll be days before firefighters contain the Moose Fire, which currently is threatening about 40 homes and one commercial property. Meanwhile, no homes are at risk in California, about 15 miles west of Lake Tahoe, where the Star Fire already has burned 12,000 acres of land. Some hydroelectric facilities and power lines are in danger, as well as spotted owl habitat, according to Lisa Donahue of the Forest Service.
The hardest part about this fire, I think, has been the terrain. It's, as I said, it's very steep. It's been described as a land fit for a mountain goat. It's difficult to build lines in. It's dangerous for the firefighters to go down into the canyons.
All told, there are nearly 20 major fires burning in 8 western states. Officials at the Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, say crews are close to containing most of them. Tom Goldman, NPR News.